Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go on a getaway Friday. Guess what? It's May, the month of May. Friday, May the 1st, 2020. 5-1-2020, 17 minutes past the hour. And we greet you with some interesting news this morning. Apparently, according to NBC4, WCMH-TV out of Columbus, the Marion County Fair 2020 has been canceled due to health concerns. So the Marion County Fair, which would take place late June, early July, depending on the dates, has now been canceled in Marion, Ohio. No Marion County Fair at this point. A lot of people had asked about that. Was the fair going to happen? Is the popcorn festival going to happen? How is this all going to play out? Well, we now know for sure, as of May the 1st, that the Marion County Fair is not going to take place, according to Channel 4, WCMH. Marion County cancels 2020 County Fair due to health concerns. That is the headline. So, this should give you some idea of how long we are going to be in the current state that we're in. Now, how will it take form? I don't really know. But I know that that is the headline from this morning. And I don't believe, I don't know what happened in 1918, because I know the fair's been going on longer than that. But I don't know if a Marion County Fair has ever been canceled or not. So somebody would have to fill me in on that. If you know anything about that or are an historian, let me know. 740-383-9944. But we do know that the Marion County Fair for 2020 will not happen. So there's a news story right off the bat. Now, a lot to talk about here this morning, and I'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So a lot to talk, you know, we can talk about anything. And by the way, yesterday I really enjoyed the phone calls. So if you have anything to say, kicking it off here with the Marion County Fair being canceled, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I certainly would enjoy talking with you about anything that's on your mind. Yesterday we had a great dialogue about what the stores are doing and what people are doing amidst this COVID-19 pandemic, and I felt it was great. And we had a caller who called in who, at the end of the call, got very emotional about the idea of pulling someone's plug and not being able to breathe, and that this can happen to children, and it's all very true. It's all very serious, and I appreciate the honesty and the authenticness of calls like that, because hopefully that's what we're doing here. We're a town hall of the airwaves, and we want to hear your opinion, and we all want to move forward in that particular vein. Now, I kind of got into my rant yesterday, not fully, but I'm going to rant it. I'm going to start today. Here's my rant, and feel free to break in at any time. 740-383-9944. It's about the grocery store. Okay, here's the thing. The grocery stores have been left open, and I think that's a good thing, because people still need to get supplies, people still need to get groceries, be safe when you're out there, but they remain open. But they are busy. The grocery stores are busy. Now, I don't know if this is stimulus check. I don't know if this is first of the month. I don't know what it's going to be like this weekend when the weather's nice. I really don't know what's causing this. But here's the thing. If this is a highly contagious disease, and we don't have a cure for it, which we don't, and we really don't have any way to treat it at this point, except with Tylenol and respirators when needed. You know, I would think it'd be best to try to keep the grocery stores as clear as possible. And the problem that I'm starting to see is it's the same people going to the grocery store every day. Now, I understand we don't want to be cooped up, and there are a few places that we can go right now. But going to the grocery store every day when you don't have to, when you could buy for 5 or 6 days, is probably the best thing to do right now until we get cleared up. And I think the more often we do that, the less time we spend in the grocery store, the more likely we are to get through this quicker, because the whole key here is not to spread this illness any further. That's what it's all about. So I don't know why people continue to go to the stores so continuously. It's an interesting thing to me. I don't really understand it. I understand you have to get groceries, and I understand you have to pick up other things, and I understand people have to get prescriptions, and a lot of prescription pharmacies are in the grocery stores now. I understand all of that, but I don't know that we have to go every day. I don't know that that's necessarily necessary, to use a word twice in one sentence. So that's my rant. Just think about it. Think about what you need. Do you have enough meals for today? Do you have enough meals for the next 5 days? Do you have your prescriptions for the next 5 or 6 days? If you do, I don't know that we need to go to the grocery store every day for 5 or 6 items. It's a strange thing, because the less we come in contact with each other, the better off this is going to be, and the quicker we're going to be done with this. That's my rant. So, if you'd like to pick up on that rant, go ahead. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, that's not to say that a lot of places are not following this. There are quite a few places that are a lot less busy than they were before. And that's good. Less interaction is going to make things better for all of us. And that's a very good thing. I mean, look at the gas prices. The gas prices are down because less people are getting gas. Less people are driving around. This is a telltale sign that maybe we are following things. And that's a good thing. I don't know really how the restaurants are doing right now. I have not been to a restaurant really in the last few weeks, but I will tell you this. This morning I went to McDonald's to get my normal diet soda, and I think I might have been in violation of the stay-home order, because the line that I was in this morning at 7:30, 7:15 at McDonald's probably could have been considered a parade. It was a long, long line, and I don't know where these people are going. But they're out at 7:30 in the morning, going somewhere. It's complicated. It's a complicated thing. And we'll see what happens. You know, Monday, a few places are allowed to go back to work. Will that cause some kind of spread? Will just the normal trajectory of this disease continue to allow it to spread? Will the fact that more people will be out, will that cause it to spread? We know now that you cannot mandate wearing masks in the state of Ohio, so will people wear them who are coming out of their house to go back to work? I don't know. And does wearing them really help in the long run? You have to have the right kind of mask. You have to wear the mask the right way. You still don't want to touch your face. You really do want to stay away from people who might have this illness. I don't know how it's all going to work. I just know that it is going to play out, and as it plays out, we are all going to sit and watch it. And at the end of the day, hopefully it turns out okay, but it's a tough one. It really is a tough one, because nobody knows the exact thing to do, because we've never been through it before. Now, we keep saying we're all in this together, and I guess we are, but do we think about the other person? That's been a big question. Do we think about the other person? Now, we can do what we want. Now, I still am all for that. You can make the choice that you want to make. If you don't want to wear a mask, I guess you don't have to. If you don't want to wear gloves, you don't have to. If you don't want to stay inside, I guess you don't have to. But that's your choice. But think about the other people that might be impacting where you go. Now, I think if you're at home with a group of people or in a small room with one or two other people or going through a drive-thru, this is probably not a big deal. But if you're in the grocery store, if you are where there are a lot of people and you're not feeling well, maybe you should not be there. It's very puzzling to me, the things that are going on right now. And that's my rant for the morning. And if anybody has anything to say, like I say, the phone lines are open and free to you at this particular point. 740-383-9944. 26, coming up on 27 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning, first day of May 2020. You know, I love the month of May. May is a very interesting month. Now, today will not be incredibly warm, but it's supposed to be incredibly nice. We're starting out with rain, but it's supposed to be nice as the day goes along, sun, and I think up in the 60s at some point today. So we will certainly take that, and tomorrow is supposed to be an especially nice day. And we'll definitely take that. Okay, so there's my rant about the grocery stores this morning, and also being in my little parade this morning at McDonald's. So we've gotten through that. And I still have not made it down to get the Wendy's breakfast. You know, I think I have a paranoia of the Wendy's breakfast. I like Wendy's, and I think I would like to have the Wendy's breakfast, and I think I would like to have a beverage from Wendy's in the morning. But here's what I think. In the back of my mind, we went through it so long here on the program about that Wendy's did not serve breakfast, and what exactly can you get at Wendy's for breakfast, that I think if I drive down the road, because if I drive down the road, I'm going to have to pass McDonald's, which means that's no longer an option. If I drive down the road and get to Wendy's, I'm past it then. There's no going back. I can't go back and get anything that I might want. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing okay. Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to chime in on this just for a little bit.
Oh, go ahead.
As far as wearing a mask, yeah, it's everybody's choice to wear it. The thing is people going to want to friggin' try to tell you or get mad at you for not doing it, and you know, try to force you or shame you into it.
Well, yeah, I don't think we can do that. I don't think we can tell people to wear masks. I don't think we should try to shame people into wearing masks. I would just hope that people, if they were not feeling well, or somebody they knew had this illness, that if they were going to be in a large group of people, that they might wear one, or maybe just stay at home for a few days.
Absolutely. Absolutely spot on there, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I'll let you go and let somebody else. I'm running on a little bit of extra time here.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And we appreciate all opinions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I don't think that we can mandate this. And obviously the governor does not feel that we can mandate people wearing masks. And I'm not saying you should or should not. That is your choice. But just be cognizant of other people. That's all it is. Because some people are elderly, and some people have pre-existing conditions that would make this a much harder disease for them to get over. And that is what we have to be aware of. That is what we're up against here. That's the wall that we're up against that we've really got to pay attention to. We don't want to infect other people. We don't want more cases in general, because the more cases we have, the worse this is going to be, the worse this is going to get. And with the Marion County Fair being canceled now, we know, I tell you, the fair would not cancel if they did not have big, big concerns that something bad was going to happen if they continued to do the fair, which this should give you some idea about how sports are going to go. If the Marion County Fair is willing to cancel, I think sports are going to have a rough way to go as the summer moves on, because the fair would not happen until the first week of July anyway. 740-383-9944, 31 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, just like for that last gentleman. We would love to hear what you have to say. So we went through McDonald's this morning. We went through the grocery store this morning. What else is on the list that I want to talk about? This has something to do with this whole pandemic that we're in a kind of a backdoor way. You know, I love baseball, and of course there is no baseball right now. So yesterday, I decided I was going to watch an old baseball game, because there are some old baseball games in their entirety on YouTube and other places, classic sports networks, and a lot of stations are running old baseball games right now because they don't have any new ones to run. So I pulled up an old Chicago Cubs game from 1996, I believe it was, and it was great to watch it. It was great to watch this game. Harry Carey was doing the call with Steve Stone. And, of course, I don't remember who won the game because it's been 24 years ago. And, it had that 1996 feel of how graphics were done on television and everybody was watching the WGN Superstation back then. So it was fun. And to see Harry do the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game, it was just all fun to watch. But here's the thing. I was watching this with somebody else yesterday, and I'm guessing this person was probably not the biggest baseball fan in the world. I think they knew something about baseball, or they wouldn't have been there watching the baseball game, but probably not the biggest baseball fan in the world. And remember, this game happened in 1996. Now, at some point, I think they did not realize that this game had happened 24 years earlier. Because at one point during watching this game, somewhere, I don't know, maybe along the fourth or fifth inning, the person turns to me and says, "It's amazing that these people are not practicing social distancing." You know, the 6 feet apart thing? Well, the reason these people were not practicing social distancing is because this game happened 24 years ago. 24 years ago, we didn't have that. We didn't have social distancing. I don't know how that got lost in the process of that conversation. I don't know how they did not know that that game was 26 years old. Now, or 24 years old. Now, maybe it could be they're just not a big baseball fan, or maybe it could be that they just really weren't paying that close attention. We were having a conversation during the game, so it's not like we were sitting there transfixed on the game, and maybe they were just trying to make conversation. But a game from 1996, 24 years ago, isn't it interesting how they are not practicing social distancing? Isn't that interesting? But, you know, yesterday was a fun day in general. I do have to say, here's how yesterday went in a big way. First of all, yesterday I was very productive. I was very productive in the morning. I don't know why. I woke up yesterday and I just had a lot of energy. Have you ever had one of those days where you woke up and you were just full of energy? And I came here and I did the shows yesterday morning. I was on for 2 hours in the morning, and then I did 2 hours with Glenn Coble, and we had some great conversations. And then I left here, and I was just full of energy, and I got so much stuff done yesterday that I really needed to get done. Now, some of it does have to do with radio, which is kind of cool because there are some big things coming up, I would say, in the next 7 days that I'll be able to tell you more about as time goes on. But I was able to work on those things yesterday and really get them firing in the right direction. And I really do believe that they will revolutionize the radio world and also revolutionize how radio is delivered to people and all the ways that it can be delivered. Lately, I've been looking at a lot of things. Facebook Live, I've been looking at podcasts, I've been looking at things like that, and really delving into what people are watching and how people are transferring it and how it can be done. And I really got a new interesting perspective yesterday and did a lot of work in regard to that. That's going to change things in quite a way coming up in the next 7 days. So you want to stay tuned for that. So I did that yesterday. Then I got a phone call from somebody who just said they wanted to go do something. And at that point, I had done enough work yesterday to where I could go out and do something. You know, I felt like I had done my fair share. This is how we got to the baseball game later on in the day. So somebody calls me up and asks me if I want to go do something. And, you know, in this mess we have, what are you going to do? You can't go to a restaurant and sit down. I guess you can still go to certain stores and do certain things, but not a whole lot of that. So the idea was they wanted to go to the store. That's what it ended up being. So we went to the store. Now, here's what I should have learned a long time ago. It is a bad idea to go to the store, like a box store. It's a bad idea to go to a box store with certain people, because what you end up doing is throwing a bunch of things in the cart that you normally would not throw in the cart. You know, have you ever been to the store with a grandchild or a child or a niece or a nephew? You get in the store, and all of a sudden, things start appearing in your cart. And by the time you get up to the checkout, you've got more things in your cart than what you had realized. So yesterday was one of those particular days. And, you know, it turned out fine. I mean, it was not awful in that regard. I certainly don't have any regrets. I had a lot of fun. But it was just one of those moments in which I got up to the checkout and I thought, wow, there is a lot of stuff in this cart that I did not realize was in this cart. But, you know, you're at the checkout at that point, so I guess you could say put it back, but who wants to do that? So we did the store thing, and then we stopped by and got some food, and the food was interesting, because I'm not going to say the restaurant, but we called ahead to order the carryout. And carryout is a little tedious right now, because I don't think the people running the carryout places really know. It's tough on them, because I think they're used to running a restaurant, not used to running a carryout. So it's a little difficult for them. So we go in to get the food, and, you know, they seem to not really know whose food is what and what food is whose, and it just seems to be a little complicated. And we ended up getting the food and went out to the car. And thank goodness, because this is what I urge you all to do. If you do get carry out, I think you should do it if you want to do it, but check the box before you go further. Because once we checked the box, we realized that it was not the food. The food we took out was not our food. So we had to take the food back in and get the right food. And we checked the box this time before we walked out of the restaurant. And then went home and watched the baseball game and just had a good time. Now, again, I've said this before. This is what people should do during the pandemic. We have to social distance and we have to do our best to do those sort of things. But getting around people is still not an awful thing. Now, you don't want to be in a group bigger than 10. But it's still okay, I think, to have fun like that. And you do laugh. And you do enjoy it. And it is easy. And I think it's such a relief these days, because everybody's cooped up for so long. You got to have those moments. So, that was my day yesterday. I felt it was a highly productive Thursday as we move into this Friday. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, and I do want to let everybody know that last night the Paper Rings podcast did not happen for week number 2, which has aired on this station over the airwaves. And, you know, nothing bad is going on there, because I have got questions about what happened to the podcast, what happened to the program that aired on Thursday nights from 8 to 9. It's just what it is right now. It's not, I'll tell you this. I had a conversation yesterday with Abby and Michelle, who co-host that program, and everything is fine. matter of fact, yesterday, I think I had a better conversation with them than I had had in a while. Everybody's busy. That's one of the problems going on right now, is just everybody is busy and everybody's got special things going on, and it's a whole different world right now. And people are just, for lack of a better term, busy. So I think that's all that's going on. I don't think it's anything more than that, and that's why there have been the lack of two episodes. But I think everything will be fine as we head into the future. And they're always fun to be around. We have had many good times. 9 episodes of good times with that program, and I know people enjoy listening to it. And there you go. So that's why there was no episode last night, for those of you who sent me messages wondering what had happened to it. Nothing major. Like I say, I think it'll all be ironed out very soon. I think it's already ironed out, to be honest. It feels like there's no big issue. But, so I would expect that back, and that'll be great. And who knows what we'll talk about. There's always a lot of interesting things to talk about. Now, here is the thing, though. Now, I have not brought this up in a while, but I'm going to bring this up here. For a long, long time, because I would never ask for anybody to bring me a beverage in the studio. And more than one person has done this. I will say that. More than one person has been very kind and brought a beverage in the studio. But for a long time, we had a person showing up with beverages to the studio. Now, that was always a nice thing. Now, here is my mess in this whole pandemic of 2020. For some reason, that has went by the wayside. Now, I don't know why that has went by the wayside. Maybe because I haven't talked about it. But, you know, that's one of those things. Now, this all started long ago. Now, I'm going to get into a subject here that I think is kind of interesting, and I have not done for a reason. But I'm going to get into this subject for a particular reason. Now, one of the people who I did the Paper Rings podcast with, Abby, see, I got the name right, and here's what happened. Many, many months ago, and for people listening to this show, I'm sure you remember this, I do not like sausage, biscuits, and gravy, which is a very popular breakfast, but I just don't like it. Can't stand it. Don't want to be near it. Well, Abby was from Kentucky, or is from Kentucky. I guess you're always, it's an is. So you is where you are from. So she's from Kentucky, so she decided she was going to make sausage, biscuits, and gravy and try to make me a convert on this whole dish. And it went very poorly. Now, I'm not saying the sausage, biscuits, and gravy were bad, because the other people in the room seemed to like them a whole lot. It's just not my thing. I'm not a sausage, biscuits, and gravy person. So that went badly. Well, then came the birthday. And on my birthday, I had mentioned that morning that something I really liked, but do not get a whole lot of, is blueberry dumplings. Been a long time since I had blueberry dumplings. And Abby, being a very nice person, prepared the blueberry dumplings and had them that afternoon when I saw her. You know, I get off the air here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I saw her at 2 o'clock that afternoon, she had the blueberry dumplings prepared. She said she'd never prepared them before, and there they were, and they were delicious. Everybody said that. There were a few people who tried them that day. I thought they were delicious. I gave the blueberry dumplings 2 thumbs up. Good day. Then, I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, I'd been complaining for a while about apple butter. And I think being off during this time, Abby decided that she was going to try her hand at apple butter. And she did make apple butter, and she brought the jar here warm one morning. Warm apple butter showed here up here at the station. And English muffins, which is how I like to eat the apple butter. And that was very good. So, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. The apple butter on the English muffins was good, and the blueberry dumplings was good. So why am I bringing up all this morning? Well, here's why I'm bringing up all this morning. There are 2 things in my mind that... Because as we head into Memorial Day, now that we're in the month of May, as we head into Memorial Day, there are 2 things that interest me food-wise. Number one, are lemon bars. Now, I like lemon things. I'm not much into lemon candy. I'm not much into candy at all, to be honest with you. But lemon bars sound very good to me. And I had lemon bars a few years ago, but I never really got a recipe. And I'm sure you can get one on the internet. But does anybody have a homemade recipe for lemon bars? And the other thing is, there was a restaurant here in town for many, many years that was known for their bread pudding. And I'm sure many of you know what restaurant I'm talking about. It is the Smorgasbord Restaurant. They were known for their bread pudding for years and years and years. Now, when we talked about this not too long ago, there was some conjecture on if the person who made that bread pudding was still alive or not, who owned the Smorgasbord Restaurant. And I'm not sure if they are or not, but and again, I'm sure there's bread pudding recipes on the internet. But my question is, does anybody have a good bread pudding recipe or know if the person who prepared that at the Smorgasbord, who would know the recipe, is still around? Or does anybody have any type of recipe for lemon bars? Those are my questions this morning. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody else have a dessert in mind that is a very good dessert that you would want to serve at something like a Memorial Day get-together? Because, to be honest with you, apple butter is good, but I know not everybody likes apple butter. Blueberry dumplings is good, but I know not everybody likes blueberries. But these things, I think, go over big with most people. Lemon bars, bread pudding, and they're things that you don't have. They're not common. Not a lot of people bring bread pudding to an outing. So let's see what we get here. Go ahead, caller.
Do you, whenever you eat the bread pudding, do you ever have whiskey sauce with it?
You know, I've heard that's good, but I heard...
it is delicious. My second job was being a waitress at Michael's Steakhouse, and they always had the best bread pudding whiskey sauce.
Whiskey sauce. Now, what does whiskey sauce consist of?
I don't know. I just, I've never made it, and I've only ever tasted it.
What, now, was it a sweet sauce you poured over top of it?
Yeah, if memory serves me correctly, it was like maybe a creamy, like light yellow color. And yeah, you would just drizzle it over top of the bread pudding.
Now, isn't bread
delicious?
Isn't bread pudding essentially just like stale bread and?
Yeah, and I think there are different variations of it, because when I worked at Wolfville, they had some kind of dessert where it was like bread pudding, but it was even better than bread pudding, because I like things that are really, really sweet and rich. She would take the stale donuts and make it out of stale donuts, so that made it even more decadent and sweet and fattening.
Well, I wonder why people don't bring bread pudding to more get-together. That's something I very rarely see at potlucks or family outings.
People are just getting lazier and lazier, Scott. Nobody wants to take time to do anything. If you can just nuke it, why take the time to make something from scratch?
We're sliding into the lazy era.
Well, we really are, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, if you you just think back to our grandmothers and mothers that had a can and stuff like that, and that used to be something I liked to go to, like, county fairs and look at all the people that put the peaches up and the green beans and all the canned goods, and that was, and they'd put the pretty ribbon around the tops of the jars and whatnot. You don't see that anymore. I'll guarantee if you went and lined up, 20, 20-year-olds, and asked them, not a one of them would know how to can.
And why do you think that is? Just time?
I don't know, because I asked my mom that. She, all my grandmas knew how to can. She gardened and canned. But I said, you didn't pass any of that down to me. Why? And she said, grow the tomatoes, Sarah. I'll show you how to can this summer.
Oh, so this
that
summer...
That didn't really answer my question, but... She was not up for any guilt trip.
So this summer you're going to learn how to can.
If I'm not too lazy to get out there and plant the tomatoes.
Oh, you got to get out and plant those. I don't think planting tomatoes is too much of a project.
It really isn't. And I have to plant tomatoes. If I don't plant nothing else, I have to at least get me a couple tomato plants on the ground, because I dearly love fried green tomatoes. And you can buy them. I've seen them at Kroger's, but the green tomatoes, that is. But they want so much for them, and I'm like, Lord, it don't take much effort to throw a few tomato seeds in, because that's one of the things that just, you end up with way more than you need.
Now, fried, we had a conversation about this one time on the air. Now, fried green tomatoes, you have to put in, like, the Drake sauce, don't you?
The who?
The Drake sauce, like the breading, you have to bread them?
Oh, dredge them, like, in the, well, what I do is, everybody, there's usually where fried green tomatoes is concerned, there's two schools of thought, cornmeal and flour. I don't like no cornmeal because it's gritty. I like the flour. I dip them in eggs and then in flour, and then I salt and pepper them.
Well, that's because I know they're supposed to have a flavor. It's not just tomatoes in a skillet.
I mean, you can get as, well, you know, Scott, you can get as fancy as you want to with anything. But sometimes, like, the beauty is in the simplicity. As I said, I just nice little dip in the eggs, flour on both sides, and then a little salt and a liberal amount of pepper on each side. And that's, now I have a best friend. She likes them, and she makes a sauce to go with them. I would never, ever, ever tell her this. I mean, it's good, but I just think it's overkill. I just like the fried green tomatoes. I don't have to do any, I don't need the bells and whistles.
Well, it's interesting. I thank you for calling in this morning.
Well, Scott, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. Ask away.
So, I noticed when you play your repeats of your interview with Tracy Kinsler, you know that part where she talks about parades?
Yes.
They ain't going to pull the plug on the graduation parade, are they?
Well, you know, I don't know. Because this is a... do they have a date planned for that?
Yes, and a time.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there is a stay-at-home order in place, but I don't know if that's something that the police could police. See, I think what happened last week with the Friday Night Lights thing is every school was, I think, planning on doing it, and they did not have the resources to follow every school. But if only one school's graduate at a time, maybe they can do it. I don't know.
Oh, I just hope they don't take that away, too.
Well, she'll be on again Tuesday. Remind me on Monday, and I'll ask her on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to be no rebel rouser, but I specifically heard her say the word parade, and I thought, oh, no, here we go again.
Well, and I'm not sure how long this is going to last. You know, the stay-at-home order now was extended through May the 29th, so if it's after May the 29th, maybe...
It's the 17th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is when the parade is scheduled, tentative,
17th of May?
I guess I almost said tentatively, but I think that word means like maybe gonna happen. So this is supposed to happen, and it's the 17th at 2 o'clock.
The 17th of May.
Yes.
Oh well, that would fall in there. I don't know. I think the schools obviously are gonna get. I think that's what happened with the Friday Night Lights thing. Is the schools were not talking to the students or the parents, and I assume that at some to do a parade. First of all, you've got to let the city know you're gonna do it.
Well, I think it's not like we're going to be out. Everyone's going to be in a vehicle. So maybe that's the difference, is you're supposed to stay in the vehicle.
Well, and hopefully they do. I think that was the fear last week of the Friday Night Lights, because apparently in other counties, when they talked to other law enforcement, they said that people did get out of the cars and try to take pictures. And, you know, I understand that, but these seniors have not seen these kids now since March the 13th, and now they're afraid they're never going to see them again because you're going off to college and whatever. And the tendency is to get out of a car and take a picture. We're all a selfie-driven society now. It's a hard one to figure out.
Sure is. All right, well, have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And phone lines are open, and that certainly is an interesting subject. If you'd like to weigh in on it, feel free to do so. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you have any answers to the bread pudding question or the lemon bars question, please feel free to jump in. 740-383-9944. You know, I also have another question this morning. We all have regular pizza places that we go to, and I like pizza. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but I like pizza. I like a good pizza. And I've been hearing about little pizza places kind of out of the way that people go to that they really like Baker's Pizza and the Berwick Pizza over in Green Camp. But to be honest with you, I've never really been. Well, I used to work next to the Berwick. I worked at a bank in Green Camp many, many years ago, and I believe the bank now is part of the Berwick restaurant. But what, in your opinion, is some really good pizza, and we don't have to just stay in Marion here. We can go outside of Marion. We can talk about these little places that people go to outside of Marion to get their pizza because it's so good. And, you know, we can go to Delaware. We can go to Green Camp. We can go anywhere you want. Richwood. Bert and Ernie's used to be over in Richwood. Is Bert and Ernie's still open? I used to eat there. I worked at a bank in Richwood as well. Richwood was an interesting town to work in. I never lived there, but I drove in every day. And to be honest with you, it was always kind of different because they had three banks when I was there. I don't think they do anymore, but they used to have three banks. That when I was there, they had a commercial savings bank, they had the Richwood Bank, and then they had something else. And I cannot remember exactly what that was. The third bank, let's see, it was the Richwood Bank, the Commercial Savings Bank, and then it was, what was the third bank? Oh, Farmers State Bank. That's what the bank was when I was working over in Richwood. 57 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open. We're going to do some trivia this morning, among other things, 740-383-9944. But we're looking for recipes, maybe for bread pudding, maybe recipes for lemon bars, and good places to go and get pizza. Or do you have any, is there anybody who knows anything about the graduation parades that were supposed to come up here in Marion? Somewhere around the middle of the month. Like I say, I would imagine the schools have contacted the city to tell them they're going to do a parade because some roads would have to be shut down to do that. So I'm sure the city would give some kind of leadership on that particular thing. But you never know. Who knows? We had a little debacle last Friday night, but I think we ironed it all out and everybody's happy now and okay, and we can all go forward without having too much trouble, which is what you want to do. And again, for those of you just tuning in, the Marion County Fair this year will be canceled. I don't know if that's ever happened before. I know the Marion County Fair is going on longer than 100 years, so I'm not sure what happened in 1918 with the Marion County Fair. I don't know if it was during that time or not during that time, but this year there will be no Marion County Fair because of the pandemic that we are currently in. Now, will other things follow suit? Hard to tell. I think it'll depend on the next few months, but as I said earlier on, that should give you some kind of idea of where we're headed in the next few months with this particular illness. So there you have it. 59 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time, on a Getaway Friday morning, Friday, May the 1st, 2020, first day of May of 2020. And hopefully May will be a happy, warm month where people can get out and enjoy things going on in their gardens, maybe take a walk in the neighborhood. You know, the trees will bloom, the normal things will happen that happen this time of year, even though the rest of the world is a little different at this particular point. But we will all get through it together, as the saying has been going for quite a while now. Again, you're tuned into WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world. And I will be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned. News and weather coming up, and I'll be back very soon.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like